So everybody spends time at the ranch?
Yes. Each has his own home and each has his private property. They have oil wells there.
How long have the oil wells been? You call that room the living room?
Yes.
And that's the, what do you call that
room? Dining room.
That's the...
It was one of those houses where if you shot a bullet, it would go. That's the kind of a house it was. There's so many jokes about those houses, you know?
That's a good room. That's a good room. That's better. Now, how did you tell the difference in those bedrooms? Did you call them something different?
No, recámara.
All of, well, where would you sleep?
Next to my parents, because we were girls, they had to take better care of us.
So, did you say it's my bedroom or something?
My bedroom, and it was strictly ours. I don't ever remember my brothers going into a bedroom. Not ever. It was that private when you were a little girl.
What did you call your brother's bedroom?
Pues la recámara de mis hermanos, my brother's bedroom.
And your parents, where your parents lived?
We never went into our father's bedroom unless we knocked first.
What did you call that room?
It was the master bedroom, la recámara grande.
And your brother's bedroom, could you go in there?
No, not unless we were invited or we had to dust it. Of course, in our case it was different because we had to clean. But while they were there, we didn't. And even then, I have kept that custom with my children.
They don't. What do you call this area here?
Hall. And we use that word in Spanish, too.
You call it the hall?
Yes. This was a porch.
Now, that's a porch. Did that have a roof on it?
Yes.
And what about the one on the front?
It had a roof on it, too. It was big.
Well, could you have a porch that didn't have a roof, or does a porch always have a roof?
A porch always has a roof. That's how come I have my Mexican porch in the back. I kept many of her costumes, the ones I liked.
Well, would you have any kind of outside area with a roof or without a roof that you would call something different?
Like a patio? Yes.
What would a patio be?
A patio would be like a courtyard, very private.
Would it have a roof?
Yes. If you have the money to roof it. It would have a roof, it would have plenty of plants, and it would have a barbecue pit. In those times when we were children, it would be like a chimney. Now you use one of those metal things. That's what it was.
That's very interesting.
And very many, lots of potted plants, ferns mostly.
I love ferns.
And my mother had what you call a Mexican garden.
What is that?
Mexican garden? She didn't have a lawn. She just planted plants wherever she felt like it. No landscaping, no nothing. Like she'd have a jasmine and a hibiscus and a rose, and then she'd have a patch of daisies and a fern and a tree and fence it in so we would go in.
Now, would you have any grass around your house?
No, we didn't know what a lawn was till about 20 years ago. Nobody had a lawn, maybe because it was somewhere around World War II and we couldn't spend that much water.
Now, why was that you couldn't use water at all?
We couldn't use that much light. We had to have an out our lights by 9. Everybody had to be in bed at 9. Of course, there wasn't much to do after 9, so we did it willingly. There was no television then. We had our first television set the year I got married. And that was about 21 years ago.